Hi everyone, Dr. Will here. Just a quick update on the butterfly experiment, day six. I need to do one thing real quick, so hold on. I hope everybody's doing well. We've been doing, this is all about, you know, changing. And why not using this downtime to help us make some different changes, if you will, right? So that's, you know, kind of like what the concept was of the butterfly experiment, you know, because sometimes if you don't like who you are, you have to reinvent yourself. That's what we talk about. But, you know, but to do that, you got to kind of withdraw and look at a lot of things. And we'll be talking about that in the next few days. So today on day six, yesterday we did the second question, why am I here? But today, excuse me, we're talking about the last two questions, which is, you know, where am I going and what do I want? Again, when you look at those basic questions, who am I, why am I here, where am I going, what do I want? I think people confuse two different things. You have the macro, you have the meta of a big, your big arc of who you are and what you want and where you're going and all of that, and what's your life mission. And then it breaks down into some subsets based by context, based by content. You know, when you think of who you are, you might be a husband or wife, a spouse. There's many aspects to it. And this will also say, you know, why you're here and what you want and all those other things. And so when you think about that, and again, you want to look at, are you just thinking the macro or are you thinking the micro? Sometimes we get so caught up in the micro, like what we're doing step by step, we lose what's the big picture? What do we really want out of this? You know, one of the things this shutdown has shown, and I've talked to a lot of people, had a lot of people call me, some in crisis, is when they lost their, hey, sensei, when they lost their, like what they were doing for a livelihood, they lost a big part of their identity. And because they lost a big part of their identity, then they're just at a loss. They don't know anything, you know, and in our culture, many times when people, when you meet somebody and they go like, you know, who are you? You'll say what you do for a living. So why not, why not look at it differently and do some different things? And so if you like this, click like and share. So when you think about those big questions, who am I? You know, why am I here? Where am I going? What do I want? Right now, we can pull back a little bit and think more about when I come out of this cocoon, when this is, you know, here in Florida, it's starting to open up. When I come out of this cocoon, who do I want to be? What do I want to be differently? You know, one of the great things about a major change is you can shift. You know, I know when people move to Florida, they have the opportunity to reinvent themselves. They become totally different. Same as after you retire, things like this. And maybe because of some of the changes that we're going through, this is what we need to look at in this butterfly experiment. You know, you're in this cocoon, change the way you want to be. How do you want to respond? What do you want to do? And it's causing us to look at some very painful things, things in our relationships, things in our behaviors, things in our attitudes, because we don't have the luxury of just running away, maybe working more, going on a trip, hiding in all kinds of other things. Sometimes it's tough to just sit still and do some of the, hey, MJ, Robbie, if you like this, again, click like and share, leave a comment. So why not look at that? So who am I? Where am I going? What do I want? These questions, you know, why am I here? You can begin to look at that. And maybe it's made us look at, maybe I want to be a better father or husband or spouse, or, you know, maybe I want to write that book. Maybe I want to quit using the procrastination of I'm too busy to do other things, you know. And also my last thing with this is don't get caught up in comparing yourself to how other people are. You know, I got a bunch of friends that are totally like redoing their house while this is down. They're doing all this other stuff. You know, and I could easily start beating myself up because my house is an old house. It needs a lot of work. I could start doing it, you know, but it's just not what, you know, when I'm thinking about it, that's not really who I am. That's not how I find comfort in rebuilding things. You know, I've done a few small things, but I'm not going to compare myself to somebody who absolutely loves, like, you know, redoing the fence or painting the room or painting this or doing that. That's, you know, that's not who I am. So part of this is figuring out who I am anyway, and then deciding what I want to change. And do I want to change into that other thing? Maybe, maybe not. That's up to us. You know, so again, I always say, don't judge your insides by their outsides. Maybe, oh, it looks like they're doing great. Maybe inside they are so goddamn terrified and upset, they have to be constantly doing something from sun up to sunset, or they'll go stir crazy. I don't know. So don't judge. I'm not going to judge my insides and what I want to become to what they're becoming or how they're coping, because I don't know, you know. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, don't judge a person till you walk a mile in their shoes. You know, because then you're a mile away and you got their shoes. Anyway, tough crowd. Have some fun with this. Again, tomorrow we're going to do something fun, a little bit different. That's day 7. And we'll start looking at kind of giving some steps to make these changes permanent. But again, just think about these questions. What if you get up lately, since I started this, every morning I get up and I think, who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? What do I want? And I just kind of just ask those questions. And kind of let it cook, you know, and then I say, you know, what can be revealed to me today that I can improve on these things? And then my life starts to change. And that's because that's how your brain works. You ask a question, your brain will answer it. So have some fun with this. Again, if you like this, click like and share. And just think about that. So take a few moments and really decide who and what you want to be. I have some friends that have made some amazing changes. And one of the things I've been blessed in being in recovery is seeing people reinvent themselves, seeing people go into that cocoon, whether it's a 28-day treatment program, whether they just start going to meetings, whether they go to therapy, whatever it is that they're doing, and then they decide to become something different, you know, and they have to let go of the person that was like the party animal or the drug addict, the alcoholic, the overeater, whatever, porn addict, whatever it was. They have to let that go to become who they are. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about, you know, the things that were comforting becomes a demon. You know, that's how addiction starts. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. But everybody have a good day. I'll see you soon as we trudge the road to happy destiny.